Bags down, spikes on. Welcome to the track. Hi, my name is Colin Waitsman. I'm going to be your host for this episode of Track World News presented by Track Barn. And today we have our next installment in the NCAA Championships previews. We are talking about all things jumps and multi-events, so you're definitely not going to want to miss anything of this, talking about the best jumpers and multis in the championship. So let's get right into it on the men's side of things. So first, we're talking about the high jump. For the high jump, I'm going to go with Vernon Turner as a champion out of Oklahoma, Dontavious Hill out of Auburn for second, and then Ernick Sears of USC for third. So Vernon Turner, he was your indoor champion in the NCAA championship. He's been very consistent at the 225 range. He jumped, his personal best is 230, one of the leading jumps in the nation. That consistency is a big thing for me. Two things you're going to notice that play a big part in where I judge where you're going to be is your consistency, your personal best, and when you PR'd. And he being very consistent puts him pretty high for me there. Dontavious Hill out of Auburn. He reminds me a lot of Javon Harrison, by the way, just like in his demeanor, his confidence, his look. Gives me big time Javon Harrison vibes. But yeah, so he's very consistent around that 221 mark. He was third indoors and second at SECs. So he is a medalist in the indoor championship. He knows what it takes to win. He's had a couple really big jumps already where he gets it a lot, especially on that third attempt. When you see him on a third attempt, he tends to get it a good amount of the time. He can extend the competition and really keep it going there. So I think that consistency and that ability to do really well on the third attempt is what's going to push him above and be able to get another medal. Ernick Sears out of USC. So he was your Pac-12 championship. One thing that's a little difficult for me with where I put him, why he is tied for one of the best jumps in the nation. He's been a little bit inconsistent recently. He's had jumps anywhere from 215 all the way up to his 230. So I can't tell you exactly why those things were. I'm not sure if it was weather related, if it was an injury related, or if it was just, you know, things just didn't perform your way. But he has been a little bit inconsistent. He is Pac-12 champion, and since it is still in the West Coast, that's going to play well into his favor, but I got him coming in at third. Up next, so this is my personal favorite event. That's the pole vault. So there's a lot of really, really good vaulters in this competition, and this took me a very long time to figure out who it is that it's going to be. So I got a really cool idea, and what I'm thinking, what would be really cool. I got Sandre and Simon Gutmorensen going 1-2. So Sandre, both these guys out of Princeton. Sandre winning, Simon coming in second, and then in third I have Zach McWherter, and then fourth place I have got Zach Bradford coming in there. But yeah, why not? Let's see Sandre and Simon coming in. So Sandre, he is the indoor champion. He also got a new national record at the Prefontaine Classic with a jump of 581, which is an NCAA lead. It unfortunately doesn't count for an NCAA best because he did it in a professional meet, but it is a new NCAA or new best jump from an athlete in the NCAA so far this year. Simon, he's fifth right now in the NCAA with a 565. He came in fourth at NCAA's indoors, so I'm thinking he's going to be able to extend it and do pretty well. Both of these guys are competing in New Jersey, so they've definitely done their fair share, and they're also from Norway as well, so they've had their fair share of vaulting in bad weather, and it looks like it might be raining, cold, overcast at the NCAA championship, so that's going to play into being a big factor for them. Zach McWherter, so he has he was second at indoors and as well as indoors in 2021. He was second there. He came in third this year at USA championships indoors. So he just barely missed that indoor world team But he's been able to prove himself indoor. He had a very, very good season. He was one of my pre-picks for the Bowerman. And then this year, outdoors, he's been doing fairly well. Hasn't been jumping as much, but he's been doing pretty good. Another name we got to watch out for is Zach Bradford. Right now, he's at 555, something like that. He's someone that he can show up big time in this championship. This being what I believe is his last championship with Kansas. I know he's going to want to make it a big one, former guest as well. So I'm sure he's going to be showing up big time as well. But yeah, I want to see the brothers going out taking these wins. I mean, there's actually another brothers pairing that I think is also going to go 1-2 that is going to be in our next week or in tomorrow's episode. So there is going to be another brothers that I believe will go 1-2, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Next, let's go on over to the long jump. So in the long jump, there's a lot of really good athletes that are competing here. Winning, I have Isaac Grimes out of Florida State. Coming in second, I have Wayne Pinnock out of Tennessee. And then in third, I have Brandon Hicklin out of North Carolina A&T. So Isaac Grimes, he's coming in with a season's best of 8.05. He has the best overall PR, which I believe is 8.32. His one difficulty is injuries. He's been injured a good amount of times, so he hasn't been able to compete as much as he'd like to. He was second last year, and he was also second in 2022, ACC champion. He jumped that 8.05 just a few weeks ago. So he's got the most experience here. He's coming in with the most amount of championships under his belt. He hasn't been able to crack that champions ladder yet. He's been second a lot, and I think he'll be able to do it this season. Like, this is his year. He really probably should have won it, or could have won it 2 years ago, but that was a year that who won it? There, he came in what would have been a championship win, but it was Grant Holloway. Yeah, I think it was Grant Holloway. So that's why, because he's insane. Then next, Wayne Pinnock. So he was the indoor champion for NCAAs this year. He is also the SEC champion in outdoors, coming in with the season's best of 8.06. So he's performed at a high level already. Wouldn't be surprised if he's going to be able to run it back. He is a freshman, so this is going to be his first outdoor championship. Will he be able to replicate what he did indoors, outdoors? We're going to have to see. But I think that he's going to be someone that we're going to have to look out for. And then Brandon Hicklin. So he's at North Carolina A&T, currently number one in the nation. So he is coming in with an 8.18 meter jump. He was fourth in 2021 nationals, and he is the only one that is coming out of here not from a Power Five school. The one issue and question that I have for him is he's been a little inconsistent. His nation leading jump is the only jump that he's had that has been above 8 meters. So all of his other jumps have been 7 meter, 7 point whatever meter jumps, while all of these other athletes have multiple jumps over 8 meters. So how is that going to play into what he's going to be competing in this championship? Was that 8.18 just a fluke, or was that something that he's going to be able to replicate? Since he is the nation leading person, I think he'll be able to get on the medal stand there. Up next, let's go on over to the triple jump. So I've mentioned a couple times that we have locks, and there's in every single section, there's been a lock. And the triple jump is one of them. I have Emmanuel Ihebji of Oregon, who's coming in with a season's best of 7 meters. And so then I have Kenjai Mapaga of TCU, definitely butchered the heck out of both of their names, coming in with the season's best of 17.07. And then I have Sean Dixon Bodie of LSU coming in with a season's best of 16.63. And so you'll notice, while I have Emmanuel winning here, he's not coming in with the season's best. But he has won 10 out of 11 competitions in the triple jump that he's been in. The only other time that he didn't win, he came in second, and that was some random know-nothing meet in the middle of the season. So he knows how to win. He's doubled as champion, so he won indoor and outdoor last year. And so this guy, he won indoor this year and outdoor last year. I believe he broke the national record indoors as well, and he set a massive PR by like 2 meters in the indoor championship last year. So this guy is a gamer. He comes out, he does well, he performs at major championships, and at being at home, I see no reason why he is not going to be doing it again. So Emmanuel, you are going to be my lock of the event. Chuck the guy out of TCU. So he was third in indoors and last year in outdoors, and then he was second last year in outdoors, and he came in third in 2019. He came in third in 2019, and he was in third in 2019 indoors, and he was the champion in 2019 outdoors. So this dude gets on the medal stand. That's exactly what I'm saying. Well, that might have been a little hard to kind of follow, like, okay, which year is he coming in which, because I kind of butchered that. But the thing is, every single competition outside of his freshman year outdoors, he has came in the top three. And his freshman year outdoors, he came in fifth. So this guy is a top five finisher. He's a top three finisher in reality. And so I see no reason why that is going to end here in his senior season. Sean Dixon Bodie. So he's coming in with the 16.63. He did that at the West Prelims. His last two meets have been good and solid improvements. So he won SECs and he's been above 16.50 for his last two meets. Oh no, he's been above 16.30 for his last two meets. Last meet at the Eastern Prelims, he got 16.63. And then at the SEC meet, he got 16.36 to win SECs. So he's been improving pretty well from jumping consistently in the high 15s to now he's been consistent in the mid 16 meter jumps. I think he'll be able to continue that and be able to pop a really big one here at the NCAA championship. To finish up the men's side. So this is going to be my favorite event that we're gonna see. And I'm really sad that we're not gonna get too much video coverage, but that's gonna be the decathlon. So what I have is the champion, Kyle Garland, I believe, coming in from Georgia with a score of 8,720 points. Aiden Owens in second with a season's best of 8,528 points out of Arkansas. And then Giannis Erm out of Georgia with a score of 8,132 points. So all three of these guys at the top three, we have Kyle Garland, who is your national record holder. We have Aiden Owens, who is the former national record holder this year, and he's the heptathlon champion. And then you have Giannis Erm, who is a personal, or who won the national championship in 2019, and he was third in 2018. So you have national record holders, former national record holders, national champions, and former national champions, all just in the top three competitors in this decathlon. This is going to be a fight down to the death. I really couldn't tell who it is that was going to win. Kyle Garland coming in with the season's best, but Aiden Owens, if you remember what happened in the heptathlon this year, he came in by about 400 points into the last event. He was 400 points back from Kyle Garland, who was leading. But he boosted ahead, had a huge race in the 1,000, and was able to get a massive, massive win to win the heptathlon national championship. Whoever wins this race, whoever wins this competition, is going to be my favorite for the Bowerman. I'll let you know that right now. If Kyle Garland wins, he moves up to first. If Aiden Owen wins, he moves up to first. That's barring any insane competitions we see from anyone else. I mean, if we see other national records broken, like if Trey Cunningham goes sub 13, we'll see it from him. But otherwise, barring any crazy performances from other people, I feel it's going to be a fight for who out of these two it's going to be. So that is it for the men's side of the jumps. We're now going to head on over to the women's side of jumps and get started here with the women's high jump. So with the women's high jump, we've got to start with Lamara Diston out of Texas A&M with a jump of 1.97. I got Tyra Gittens coming in second with a best of 1.95 out of Texas. And then I have Rachel Glenn out of South Carolina in third with a jump of 1.90. And so thing with this, all three of these athletes have won a national championship before in one event or the other. Lamara Diston, so she was your indoor champion. She came in second in 2021. She's been very consistent this year. She's only lost twice this season, one of them being to our second place performer, Tyra Gittens. So Tyra Gittens out of Texas, they're former teammates because she used to compete under Texas A&M. She's now with Texas. That she's the only one of the only two athletes that have beaten Lamara Davis, who's been extraordinarily consistent in those mid 1.9 meter jumps. She was second indoors. She won the high jump national championship indoors in 2021, and she was third last year in 2021, and that was after she ran a heptathlon. So she competed in an entire heptathlon, and then she did the high jump, and she still came in third. So I think both of these athletes, I mean, Lamara's just been super consistent this year. I don't see how anyone's really going to beat her unless she messes up. Tyra Gittens, she's only doing the long jump and high jump this year, so I think that since she has that more tailored in focus, she'll be able to do well. She didn't do as great indoors. I think she got fifth in the high jump, but with this being her main event, I feel she'll be able to do even better. I'm sorry, she came in second indoors. I just literally just said she came in second, but so I think she'll come in second again. Third, Rachel Glenn. So she was the national champion last year in 2021. She came in third in indoors this year. She is not going to be doing the 400 hurdles from what it looks like, and it doesn't seem like she's a part of the 4x4 team either. So with her only focusing in on high jump, that's even more time to really, you know, go in on your event and do really well. She was a national champion last year at Eugene. I think she'll be able to replicate it and be able to come out and perform really well. These other two ladies have just been real gamers and real ballers, but she's one as well. She performed at the national championship as a freshman. So I think she'll be able to be on the medal stand again this year. Up next, we're going to go to the women's pole vault. So women's pole vault, another event that I'm really looking forward to. I've got Lisa Gunnarsson winning out of LSU. She's coming in with a season's best of 4.65 meters. Second place, Rachel Baxter out of Virginia Tech. She's coming in with a season's best of 4.53 meters. And then Chloe Timbiri of Rutgers coming in with a season's best of 4.53 meters. So Lisa, she was my pick to win indoors, but Rachel Baxter obviously got that title from her. She was the double champion last year in 2021. She won the indoor title and indoor championship this year. Wasn't really good. She didn't perform at her best. She came in fifth place, but she's been very consistent this year over that 440 mark, which is what I think it's going to take to get a good win. Once again, weather doesn't look to be really good, and so if she's going to be able to perform, you know, at a high level during the bad weather, that's gonna bode well for her. She comes from Sweden. There's been notably a lot of rain that happens in there, so I think that she's going to be doing pretty well. Rachel Baxter, so she's the champion indoors, so she obviously has that talent to win at a big stage. What has been a little difficult for her recently, there has been some inconsistency. So she has jumped 419 as well as no-heighted in the last four meets, so she has not jumped her best. She does have that one really good jump with a 453, but she has also had a few poor performances. So I'm wondering, are those an injury thing? Is that just a poor performance thing? A weather? Like, what was it? And how is that going to affect you at the national championship? So those are things you always gotta take into consideration. Up next, in third place, I said I have Chloe Timbiri out of Rutgers. She is a freshman. Reason I have her there, she's the Big Ten champion. This is her first nationals, but she does pretty well in bad weather. You know what I mean? You're in northern New Jersey, you're in Rutgers. It's a lot of rain, it's a lot of wind, it's a lot of cold, and she's been able to perform throughout, you know, pretty well with that. So I think that's going to translate well as being, you know, you're a top five performer right now. You're coming in with the same season's best as the former national champion. I see no reason why you're not going to be up there for it. Up next, we're going to go to the long jump. So in the long jump, we have one of the only doubles that I'm going to have in the jumps. Not one of, but the only double I have for champion in the jumps. I got Jasmine Moore out of Florida winning, coming in with a jump of 6.82 meters. I have Monet Nichols out of Texas Tech coming in second with a season's best of 6.97 meters. And then Ruth Osoro out of Texas Tech coming in with a season's best 6.78 meters. So Jasmine Moore thinks she's going to, spoiler alert, do the double, win the triple jump as well. She was your indoor champion, and she's been very consistent over 6.7 meters. She's only lost twice in the long jump this year. She's been very, very consistent across that that division. And Florida has just been, they're hurdle you and they're jumps you, they're multi, they're everything you. The Florida coaches have been doing really well. Coach Peters is at running an excellent program there. And I think that's gonna translate into yet another double for her. She obviously doubled indoors. Let's see if she can bring home 4 national titles this year. Something that not a lot of athletes are able to do. Then Monet Nichols out of Texas Tech. So she had a big PR at Big 12s. That's what got her that 6.97. She was second at the indoor championship this season. And she's been very consistent at that 6.70 mark also. So the top two ladies are ones that they have that power of being consistent. And that's what you're going to need, especially across 6 jumps. Whoever has the most consistency and then is the ability to get one, you know, to really pop out there, that's what's going to be, I think, the defining factor in a champion here. Ruth, so she's the triple jump national champion last year. She got 5th indoors. I think she's someone that, you know, she has more star power. You know, everyone even thought that she broke the national record indoors. We had that like little issue, you know, with the measuring there, but I think she's going to be able to have a really good pop of a jump and be able to move on and get that third place spot there. We're going to go on over to triple jump. And so for triple jump, once again, Jasmine Moore, I have winning out of Florida with a jump of 14.46. Then I have Ruth Osoro coming in second with a jump of 13.94. And then I have Natricia Hooper out of Florida as well with third place coming in with a season's best of 14.18. So Jasmine Moore, pretty head and shoulders above all this competition. National record holder. This is her best event. She hasn't lost since she was competing at Georgia. She's just going to win. It's undefeated. She's the champion. I don't have to talk about that too much. She might not even have to do all 6 jumps. She could probably just do 3. Ruth, so she, like we said, national champion last year, so she knows what it takes to win. She won Big 12s, and she you know, she knows what it takes to be at this big mark. Her indoor season didn't go as well as she had wanted, but I think that that's going to help motivate herself to do really well coming at this outdoor championship. Natricia Hooper. So once again, another Florida athlete. She was 2nd indoors this year, and she's been very, very consistent at that 14 meter mark. She's been able to break into the 14s on a very consistent basis. I think she'll be able to use that. And once again, use that consistency to put together a really good jump. Once again, Coach Peters, he has 2 athletes that are in this top 3 here. I think that they'll be able to execute that and get 2 on the medal stand at the end of the day. Now the final event that we're going to be talking about today, and that is going to be the women's heptathlon. So once again, this is the lock for the women's side. So there's really 2 locks, the triple jump on the men's and the women's side. And then for another one on the women's side, heptathlon. So in gold, I have Anna Hall out of Florida with 6,458 points. In second, I have Aaron Marsh out of Duke with a season's best 5,946. And then in the bronze medal spot, I have Christine Blazvica out of Texas with a season's best of 6,064. Anna Hall, so she has 400 points on the entire field, so no one's even relatively close to her. She was the champion in the pentathlon. She won USAIDS as a college athlete against professional athletes. She won. And she's what? The top 3 all time in this event collegiately. So she is one of the best heptathletes we have ever seen in the history of college athletics, and she's only a sophomore. So I see no reason why she's not going to continue to win. She's also doing the 400 meter hurdles, so that she's going to be doing that after. She might be a little tired for that, but for the heptathlon, she's going to do just fine. Erin Marsh, so like we said, coming in with 5,946 points. She set a PR at ACC's. And at ACC's, she did a ton. She did 10 events. She competed in the heptathlon, and then she also added the long jump, the high jump, and the 100 meter hurdles. So she was doing a ton. I mean, she just doesn't get tired. So I think that that fact that she has a really high motor and an ability to compete in a lot of events, that's gonna translate into better performances than some athletes who might be getting tired during this competition. She came in second in the pentathlon indoors as well. So she's been performing high at high championship meets. And then Christine Blazvica out of Texas. So she won Big 12s, came in sixth in the pentathlon as well as third in the heptathlon last year. She was doing very well in the pentathlon this indoor season, but then she kind of started falling off towards the end, but she started off really strong. If she can put together a whole full competition, and then I think she's going to be dangerous. I mean, she's obviously has done very well in the heptathlon. I think that's her better event anyway, so I feel like that's going to be who the top three would be. It stinks that Tyra Gittins isn't here, because that would have been an awesome head-to-head matchup to see Anna Hall, Tyra Gittins, and then Kyle Garland versus Aiden Owens. Kyle Garland, Aiden Owens, born on the same day, by the way. Same day, same year. It's crazy. Both from Pennsylvania as well. But yeah, so those three athletes I think are going to be it. That's going to do it for our multis and our jumps for this segment of the NCAA Championship Preview. Tomorrow, we are going to be having distance events as well as throws, so you definitely want to tune into that to hear everything distance related and throwing related. We do have two guests that will be joining us, Colin Kelly, who's our other co-producer of content, as well as we join a new podcast with a new throwers podcast. We have Zach Delker of the Throwers Chat, who's going to be joining us. That's going to do it from us here. Hope you enjoyed the content. If you want more, make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Track World News. Also, subscribe, leave a like, leave a comment, share it with a friend, all of that. Really enjoy it if you really enjoyed it. That's going to do it for us. Have a good one. Peace.